Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce issued a statement late Monday clarifying its support for the Senate-passed $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill if passed independently. The organization also rejected President Biden linking it to his massive $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. The Chinese military has flown a record 145 flights into Taiwan's air defense during the past 4 days, escalating Beijing's campaign of intimidation. President Biden has responded by saying the need to ensure his strategy of vigorous competition with China does not veer into conflict. National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins is set to announce his resignation Tuesday after 12 years in the role. U.S. Coast Guard officials are looking into a ship's anchor as possible cause for the California oil spill over the weekend. 3,000 barrels of crude oil were dumped into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Huntington Beach, California. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Illegal immigrants testing positive with COVID-19 entering the United States are being sent all over the country under the Biden administration's open border policy. Without providing any science, Dr. Fauci says no way this could be adding to the American pandemic problem. Brad Bernards explains.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN Sunday said immigrants were not driving the spread of COVID-19 in the U.S., despite some Americans saying they believed otherwise. The problem is within our own country, Fauci said. In Texas, Kinney County Sheriff Brad Coe invites Fauci to the border.
Some of our intelligence gathering, we confirmed, I think there were some chickenpox and a couple of cases of leprosy in this last group of Haitians that came through, and they're bringing it in now. What's next? Tuberculosis, smallpox? It's all out there, and it's all coming across the southern border, and he fails to realize that.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thanks for listening, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
During a visit to Arizona State University on Sunday, Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema was harassed by a group of students over her opposition to the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. Sinema was cornered by students while entering the bathroom. One of the students stood outside the stall videotaping while demanding her support to the massive social spending bill and threatened to vote her out of office if she refused. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich on Fox News says socialist Democrats are playing with fire.
The totalitarian left, which is what you're watching in that bathroom and what you're watching around Senator Manchin, they're playing with fire. Remember, there are a lot more of us than there are of these crazed radicals. And if we ever decide to respond in kind, they'll be gone. The big government socialists are desperate. And that's what you're seeing is a desperation, which I think the rest of the country is beginning to react to. And that's why you're getting these chants in football stadiums and at Talladega. The average American is fed up with being browbeaten by a bunch of crazy left-wing radicals.
Vice President Mike Pence on Fox News is speaking out against the Biden administration's Afghanistan failure.
But I have to tell you, the idea that we abandon Bagram Air Base in the middle of the night without telling our allies, and worst of all, that we left Americans and American allies behind, was unconscionable.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
To all the hard work that requires all hands on deck, and we're going to get this country back on track, no doubt. A change of heart, change of minds is essential, and this is what is becoming very evident these days. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Michael Bussler joins us now, the public policy analyst, economics professor, straight from the, from all the fun and frivolity of Las Vegas. So what stays in Las Vegas or happens in Las Vegas doesn't necessarily stay there. He was able to get out, and we're glad that he's with us now. Michael, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing fine. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, great to have you on, buddy. I appreciate it. I know you're just shortly off the plane and got an overnighter, and for your faithfulness, and here you are on the show to bring everybody up to date. One of the shockers that we're starting to hear a lot of, we've heard this kind of softly in the background, that our Social Security was going to be insolvent, and now somebody ran some numbers. Imagine that it would take them this long to do it, and they're saying, well, it could be insolvent a year earlier than anticipated. I think some people would say, well, how about if we made Congress's paychecks insolvent, a couple of years earlier than anticipated? Do you think that might help them feel the pain with us?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. A lot of the rules that are made for the American public don't apply to members of Congress. And this is probably another example of that. So let's take a look at Social Security. And actually, the Medicare is a little bit worse. So the last projection said Social Security would be bankrupt essentially by 2033, and they revised that now to 2032, which is only 10, 11 years away. Medicare is even worse. They're probably not going to be solvent after about 2025. So there's only about 4 years for that. So the question is, what do we do about it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at the big picture for a minute. So when Social Security was instituted, passed into law in 1935, I believe, in the mid-30s, it took a very small part of your paycheck. You retired at 65. The average life expectancy was 67. So people were only going to collect for about 2 years.
Yeah, they were betting on you dying. That was the bet, right?
Exactly. Now they're losing the bet because people retiring today, the Social Security will tell them, women tend to live a little longer than men, but the IRS will tell them, plan for at least 20 years of retirement when you finally retire at 65. And what we're seeing is a larger proportion of the population than we've seen in the past is living well into their 90s, and many people are living to be well over 100. Now, the way the system is set up, they take money out of your paycheck at 6.2% of your wages, and your employer pays another 6.2% for you. So it's a total of 12.4% of your wages go into Social Security. They don't put that money aside for you. They take that money and they pay benefits to people who are eligible today. And then the theory is you keep paying, and then when you retire, somebody else will pay for your Social Security benefit.
Right. Welcome to a governmental pyramid scheme.
Yeah, some people use the word Ponzi.
Ponzi, yes, right.
Exactly. So the problem, when Social Security was first put in, roughly, there were seven people working for every one person collecting. So it was working okay. Gradually, because people were living longer, that number of people working compared to the number of people collecting went down, and now it's only 3 to 1, three workers for one recipient, and it's approaching 2 to 1. The system can simply not be solvent when you don't have enough people working. So something's going to have to be done to fix that. As I mentioned, Medicare is worse. Same thing happened. That was passed in the mid-1960s, and they tax 1.45% of your wages you pay. Your employer pays 1.45% for you, so it's a total of 2.9% you end up paying for that. You know, you add those two together, you're up over 15% of your wages goes for Social Security and Medicare. And even with that, the system is insolvent. As I started to say, with Medicare passed in the mid-60s, 65, I believe, people retired at 65 were eligible for Medicare. The life expectancy was only about 70. So they only expected to use Medicare for about 5 years. And again, people are living much longer. So the question is, how do we fix this? I looked at this extensively, and there are no good solutions. One, you could raise the most of the Democrats want the Social Security tax raise from the 12.4, again, you pay half, your employer pays half for you, 12.4 up to 14.8%, and they want the Medicare raised. I didn't see what figure they raised that to. So that it'll eventually mean up to 16-18% of your wages are going just to cover that. So I think that's too much of a burden on wage earners to have to pay. So what other solutions are there? Well, you could cut the amount of the benefit received by Social Security recipients. That's not going to be very popular, number one, with anybody. I doubt politically something like that could go through. It's also not really fair. You have people that have been paying for 50 years into a system.
I was going to say, this is their money. I mean, this isn't an entitlement. They've paid into this. The fact of the matter is these, you know, these government officials have mismanaged the money. I mean, they somehow just thought it would always be there, not to mention the fact that in the mid-60s, you know, during Lyndon Baines Johnson era, they opened up the lockbox. And Congress can't help himself. They saw all that money, all that trust money just sitting there. And so they created a little get out of jail card for themselves so that they could get their fingers on that money. And so to me, you know, this is clear. I mean, first of all, like you said, it starts out as a Ponzi scheme. Then you go into the next level and now you got misappropriation of funds, right?
Yes. Yeah. So Congress, because the federal government has deficit spent in 55 of the last 59 years, and the deficits are getting larger. Last year it was $3 trillion. This year it will be well over $3 trillion. And this week Congress is talking about spending another $5 trillion that we don't have. So this has been going on for some time. So the people in Congress said, well, look, all the Social Security money is just sitting there. Let's borrow some of it. I assume they have some intention to paying that back, which, of course, they can't do, and that's contributing to the problem. So I started to say there are no good solutions. So when you can't get a good solution, in economics we say, let's find the solution that's the least bad. So you can't get good ones, so let's find the one that's least bad.
I'll tell you what, Michael, we got to go to break. On that happy thought, we'll let our listeners ponder on what they think could be the least bad, and we'll pick it up right after this. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Dr. Bussler after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Dr. Michael Buzler continues. He's the public policy analyst, economics professor. Michael, as we were saying off air, what our elected officials have done to us is absolutely criminal. I mean, here they have taken our money. This isn't an entitlement. We've earned this. I mean, we put into it. We've trusted. They said, hey, look, trust us. Even when there was a time for us to maybe have that opportunity where we could have more control of that retirement fund, the Democrats said, no way. No way, Jose, because we know better. Because you guys are just, you're a bunch of retards. You will spend that money, you'll waste that money, and you won't have it there for retirement. So then we trust them, and anybody else in this kind of fiduciary responsibility, Michael, they'd be in jail right now. But if you're a congressman, you live another day, and you keep stealing from the people's money, and you're able to get away with it, and the people have got to wise up. I mean, maybe in this way, the elected officials are right. You know, the people have been rather dumb about it, just assumed that they would look out for their best interest. And we've been telling them. I mean, this isn't the first time they've heard about, you know, our government stealing from the American people. And we just let them get away with it. And then we reelect them. What are we thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. It certainly doesn't seem to make much sense. I think it was back in the 80s, a commission was formed to study the problem. Mm-hmm. And what they concluded is they have to raise the retirement age from 65 up to 67. And it was done very gradually. I think somebody, if they retire now, it's like 66 years and 6 months or something, you get full retirement. But that helped a little bit. But now with the demographic shift, that is so many baby boomers, et cetera, retiring and there are fewer people working, now we're going to have to take a look at it again. So I was started to say that there's no good solution to this. You can't raise taxes anymore. You can't cut benefits to anybody. So what's the only way out? I think the only way out that makes sense is they're going to have to significantly raise the retirement age. Instead of collecting at 65 for Medicare or 67 for Social Security, that both of those are going to have to go up to at least 70 years old.
Wow.
Maybe as high as 72. Again, people are living longer. People living well into their 80s, in their 90s.
Yes.
Not to be morbid, but if you look at the obituaries every day, you'll see somebody over 100 years old.
Yes, exactly.
So the system can't have people working for 50 years and collecting for 30 years. Mm-hmm. It just isn't going to work. So
right.
I think the only way out of it is to raise the retirement age. It'll be extremely unpopular, and I understand that. And it's not a good solution, but I think it's the least bad. If you take a look at all the alternatives, I think this one is the least bad solution. What I'm also worried about is I think tucked into this $3.5 trillion Build America Back bill, whatever President Biden calls it,
Build it back better, I think he says, yes.
Yeah. So there's an expansion of the Medicare system to start covering more people, and members of the Democratic Party in Congress don't want to raise that age. In fact, they want to lower it. They want people to be able to collect at 60. I heard one congressperson was even proposing 55. That would really bankrupt the system. So we can't expand it anymore. It's supposed to be for the elderly, and that's it. You don't need if other people have problems, deal with it with another program. This is not – the Medicare is not the way to go.
Right.
And I think raising the retirement age is really the only way out of this. You know, of the federal government spending, excluding what they spent on COVID, of all the non-COVID spending – 62% of the government spending goes for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. That's why it's so difficult to get government spending down. You have 62% goes to those things, and if any politician stood up and said, I'm going to cut this, there's no way they'd win.
Oh, they're dead. They're dead.
Yeah. 10% of the non-COVID budget goes to pay the interest on the public debt, and that's getting larger, and they get very large if some of the stuff is passed this week. So you have 72% of the budget essentially is untouchable.
It's done. Yes, exactly.
28% to try to cut, and roughly half of that is in defense spending, and the other half is in social programs, roughly. And neither of those can really be cut much. So I don't know how the government's going to get out of this one. The deficits keep getting larger. As I mentioned, it was $3 trillion last year, over $3 trillion this year. That takes the public debt. Right now, we're a little bit of a stalemate. We've reached the debt ceiling, reached at the end of July. It was $28.5 trillion. They can rob Peter to pay Paul and juggle some money around for a couple months, which they did. But that runs out probably by the end of this week. So if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling, then the government's going to have to partially shut down. If you remember back to 2011, this is exactly what happened. And the government shut down what they call non-essential services for, I think it was shut down for 3 weeks until it was resolved. So spending more money and offering more benefits to people when we can't cover what we have now is definitely the wrong way to go about things. I like the idea of privatizing Social Security accounts.
So I do, too.
Invest money, it's yours. I don't necessarily like the idea of raising the retirement age, but I don't see any other way out of this. Now, some people have suggested, to be fair, some people have suggested with Social Security, you pay that 12.4% up to about $138,000 in income. Above that, you don't have to pay anymore. Some have suggested taking that cap off and have people pay the Social Security and Medicare on their entire wages. So somebody has very high wages has gotten away with spending less, and some people advocate they should be taxed on all of their wages. Now, the argument back to that is you're putting money in, and when you retire at whatever age it is, there's a fixed amount you're going to get. So as a result, you shouldn't put in more if you're only going to get out a fixed amount.
They exactly.
That that's not fair. So the way you look at this, it's not a good situation, and we're going to have to do something about it because all the baby boomers are now retiring. There were low birth rates in the next generation or two. As I said, there's only a couple people working for everyone collecting. That's definitely not
exactly
sustainable.
Well, the other thing too, the other thing contributing to this, Michael, that nobody wants to talk about is the fact that we aborted a generation labor force. Over 60 million babies have been aborted in America alone. Well, those are the people, you know, that could have been paying into this. I mean, this is the reality that our choices have consequences here. And, you know, there's plenty of responsibility and blame to go all the way around here is that, you know, everybody has played their role in decimating, you know, this fund. And, of course, you know, to me, right off the bat, you know, I hold the elected officials, you know, to higher account on this because they're the ones that are, you know, playing the role that they know better than everybody else. And when you're in that position and you're a protected class, well, then you got a higher level of responsibility, don't you, Michael?
You should have a higher level of responsibility, and it looks like our government elected officials have been acting irresponsibly for years. The view they have is, let's just solve it today. If it's a real tough problem, just kick the can down the road.
Exactly.
The next people coming in, figure it out. Well, the problem is we're at the end of the road. There's no more room to kick the can down. So we're going to have to deal with this. It's a serious problem. We're going to have to deal with it. And the sooner we deal with it rather than later, the easier it will be to come up with a good solution.
Michael, is there any relief with the increased GDP? If we start producing more and doing higher numbers of GDP, will that offset some of this negative debt and deficiency?
Absolutely.
We've got about 15 seconds left. Yeah.
Absolutely. We'd like to, if the GDP can grow, and more importantly, if the labor force can grow again and the unemployment rate can grow down and get some people back into the labor force that left, that will definitely help this problem.
Exactly. Yes. Dr. Michael Busler.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
Oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce issued a statement late Monday clarifying its support for the Senate-passed $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill if passed independently. The organization also rejected President Biden linking it to his massive $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. The Chinese military has flown a record 145 flights into Taiwan's air defense during the past 4 days, escalating Beijing's campaign of intimidation. President Biden has responded by saying the need to ensure his strategy of vigorous competition with China does not veer into conflict. National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins is set to announce his resignation Tuesday after 12 years in the role. U.S. Coast Guard officials are looking into a ship's anchor as possible cause for the California oil spill over the weekend. 3,000 barrels of crude oil were dumped into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Huntington Beach, California. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here, and guess who we got? Yes, Lou Euler, the one and only nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, the very thing that the government seems to be very lax on and unaware as they continue to push forward on this infrastructure bill.
I'll tell you, this has become chaos for America. Our good friend and top economist Steve Moore has put it together in terms of going through the details, and he comes up with $12 trillion that they're trying to put through in the so-called $3.5 trillion spending bill, and it's more than we spent on the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, the World Wars, etc. It is astronomical, and it is chaos because Biden really has shown no leadership. Look at the Afghan disaster, the border problems, et cetera. So this is just an extension of those problems multiplied by the outlay efforts of the socialists in the Congress.
Hopefully we the people, Lou, are doing the math here. I mean, this is simple math. I mean, you put this kind of pressure on an economy that's already upside down because of inflation and how it's impacting, you know, people's wallets at this level. Add on top of this, this boondoggle, which is all to satisfy. It's not to satisfy the American people, by no means, because the American people have been real clear. And by the American people, I mean Americans, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, real clear. We don't need this stuff. We don't, you know, even only 30% of the Democrats during the primary would support this new Green Deal concept. They haven't bought into it. But yet the left, being who the left is, they're going to make you eat it, whether you like it or not.
So you have put it in proper perspective. There is no demand from the American people for the elements that they have in this, including this this climate job corps and all kinds of outreach that no one or very few people across America even care about or understand. Mm-hmm. And this is the work product of the socialist Bernie Sanders and the socialists in our Congress, and it is in direct conflict with the history of America and the direction in which we have gone for years. We must restore order, and that's going to take the midterm election next year and a new president as soon as possible.
Well, I recommend a floor amendment here, Lou, and that is that it should be codified that no elected official can vote on a bill that they have not read. Personally, I don't mean their staff. I don't mean their grandmother, their wife. I mean they themselves. If you're going to vote on a bill, then you must read the bill. And as we understand, I mean, a lot of this bill is still yet to be finalized. I mean, it's the old Nancy Pelosi. We got to pass it to find out what's in it. You know, we're just so excited. And let's not talk about money. Let's just talk about the value. Well, no, we need to talk about money, because value helps helps us understand what real value is all about, right? I mean, because you can talk about a lot of value, but if the payment for it is so out of whack, then value is reduced in significance. That's just a natural axiom to business. That's just common sense. But Nancy Pelosi, in her own inimitable manner, is not very familiar with common sense.
No, that's right. Common sense is the missing element in America's foreign policy, domestic policy, etc. And you're absolutely right. We elect people to know what they're voting on, and they must be able to read. Now, we don't know how long this is now. It could have grown to 10,000 pages. For all we know.
Well, you know, by the time they get all the regulations in there, it is going to be that. I mean, right now they're saying something about 2,500, 2,700 pages, and you've got a limited time to read it. There's not even enough time to read 2,700 pages, Lou, much less when you get into the expanded aspect. It's like, you know, Obamacare. Remember, Obamacare started out the same way, about 2,700, and then who was it, Betsy McCoy, who actually read the bill, bless her heart. I think she's still brain bruised over it. I don't know if you ever attempted. Did you ever attempt to read the Obamacare?
No, I didn't. No.
Oh. Yeah, I defy you to get by 5 pages of reading, because it is so filled with gobbledygook. It was purposefully confusing, as Jonathan Gruber, the architect, one of the architects of Obamacare, said that they purposely designed it that way to make it confusing, because he said the American people weren't smart enough. What an insult.
Yes.
What the arrogance of these people. But, you know, these are the people, the ruling elites, that are running our lives, they're running our country, and, Lou, dare I say, they're running our country right straight into the ground. I mean, forget about the Constitution, forget about the American dream. If they get their way, bye-bye this constitutional republic.
No, that's right. And, you know, the recently moderated U.S. Chamber of Commerce has even said the following: this reconciliation bill is effectively 100 bills in one, mm-hmm. representing every big government idea that's never been able to pass in Congress. It's a threat to America's fragile economic recovery and future prosperity. Well stated, a threat to the future of our nation that must be stopped in place now, and
exactly.
a new direction charted for America.
From their lips, hopefully to our ears, we the people must wake up and realize how diabolical this is. I mean, this is truly diabolical. I mean, Joe Biden is finishing up what Barack Obama got underway, and that was the absolute annihilation of the middle class. We see this happening right now. It's starting to unravel, and I don't know how much further it has to get, or if we can delay this push by the left in such a way that gets us to the midterms to where, you know, the people have a fair shot at getting control of their government once again. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And what they've done, too, is they've taken the favorite thought patterns of the left on climate change mm-hmm. and tried to create a new set of rules. They call it the Climate Job Corps. And it would totally undo the wonderful status that we've brought our nation to in terms of energy independence, et cetera, turn it upside down. Look, when you go to the gas station to buy a tank of gas, mm-hmm. look what that costs you. And this will add to that dramatically, undermining average Americans in their pursuit of their own financial success. You bet.
Well, without a doubt, Lou, I mean, you're in California, so the pain that Californians are feeling is exponential compared to the rest of the country. I mean, last time I was there, it was like $5 a gallon. I don't know where it stands today.
Yes, it's that. And they've just passed a bill here that is representative of the nonsense going on, and that is to put a big propeller-driven fans offshore in Morro Bay, etc., along the coast, destroying the view and the vision and the beauty of California in pursuit of this nonsense of the climate change that does not exist.
They're doing it with fans. I mean, this is like Don Quixote. I can see, I'm seeing this right now. Stop me if it gets to be too much. But this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing Governor Newsom in a Don Quixote outfit on his donkey chasing down windmills down the coast. This is incredible. That's a cartoon here, I'm telling you. Lou Euler, as always, we appreciate your balanced perspective. You're awesome. Thank you for your passion. Thank you for protecting the integrity of this country and cheering us all on to a better government. Nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, and budgetary issues. The website, Lou, they can go to?
To limittaxes.org. We're all in this together. We've got to fight our way out together.
You got the last word, Lou. Hey, you take care. Thank you, buddy.
You bet.
You got it. Bye.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer
for a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, I'm really excited to talk to our next guest. It's been a while. Last time we talked with Kevin Downs, it was about I Can Only Imagine, and I think also I Still Believe is what we talked about, really, which was the Jeremy Camp story, which was so wonderful. Kevin is now an executive producer. Then he was a producer. Now he stepped up. He's an executive producer, along with starring roles, as you recall, and I Can Only Imagine, Courageous, and he's got an upcoming Christmas Day release titled American Underdog. But we're going to be talking about, one of my favorites, and that has to do with music. And there's a new documentary called coming out called The Jesus Music, which comes out today. It'll be out through the weekend as well, and hopefully continue. And it's releasing in theaters, and it reveals the untold story of the rise of contemporary Christian music that inspires millions to this day across the globe. Kevin Downs, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. It's good to be here. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, hey, it's such a blessing, you know, to talk to you, and especially about Jesus music. I mean, this documentary is wonderful.
Yeah, you know, the timing couldn't be more kind of perfect. I mean, the documentary has got over 100 interviews. We did over 300 hours of interviews and compared them down to an hour and 40-minute movie directed by the Irwin brothers. It's a story of, for me, I grew up a fan of Christian music, so it's a story of my heroes and all the trials and struggles they went through, as well as all the joys and the victories and what it's like to be able to be a part of the origin of Christian music.
Right, and how it evolved, it just seemed to come together in a way real quickly, and it seemed like one of the catalysts, at least as I best remember, Kevin, going back during that era, was it seemed like there seemed to be a hub in Nashville of this incredible talent that came together and said, you know, it's almost like they all came together in different places and, hey, I like Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is cool. You know, would you like to do some music together about Jesus? And it was like, you know, and the next thing you know, you got a bonfire that's taken off here.
Yeah, it was really quite incredible. I mean, it's about this group of people that just really had a heart to be able to sing for Jesus. And but there was no contemporary industry at that time, but they wrote the lyrics and they wrote the songs that they really wanted to write, and it was amazing to see kind of God work to kind of orchestrate bringing them all together and how the audiences respond. I mean, one of the things we forget, like going to church on Sundays, you know, there's Chris Tomlin songs we sing every Sunday, and we don't realize Chris Tomlin songs. And to be able to hear their stories individually, we created the documentary, not really forcing them or asking them specific questions, but we really wanted them to speak from their heart.
In a way, you know, I look at it, Kevin, I don't know about you, but it's Wesleyan. I mean, what the Wesleys did, you know, they took... you know, they took, you know, the music of the modern era and adapted it to Christian lyrics. And in this case, this is kind of the next generation of very talented, gifted musicians wanting to praise Jesus in their own way. And I know when it first came into the churches, you know, the young people, of course, gravitated to this, you know, so rapidly. It was like, oh, my gosh, you're speaking my language. You know, I can go to church now. And, you know, for the older ones, it was a little bit of a challenge because, you know, we love the hymns.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I love the part of the story that kind of gives the origin back to the late 60s, early 70s with some of these rock musicians who kind of came out of the hippie movement, realized drugs weren't the answer, and became radically saved. And they started writing music about Jesus. And they're like, well, we don't have any place to perform this. Why don't we just go to some churches? And some churches invited them, some didn't. They just kind of showed up. But to hear the story is really quite fascinating because their heart is just, they got this unquenchable love for God that's really inspiring.
Yeah, and it really started a revolution of praise and quality, because if you remember, Kevin, early on, the music was okay, and some of us held in our hearts that, gosh, it should be so much better. I mean, after all, we're singing to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Doesn't God deserve better than this? And then it kind of jettisoned into this next level of talent and production values that was just incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, something really changed, I thought, at least when Amy Grant came along in 1981, because she was different than 70s rock band artists in 70s. And, you know, and she's such a genuine, sweet person. And back then, she's so almost naive to a fault where, you know, she was like, I would have paid to perform my music. You know, and I realized she actually had paid. And, but, you know, she was exactly, her talent was undeniable. And, yes. And so to be able to, kind of see the, her career kind of blossom and unfold. But at the end of the day, you know, her heart was that I just wanted to sing songs for Jesus. I mean, she could have not done that, but really she chose a path and blazed the trail. I mean, all these guys, these men and women were just trailblazers.
Exactly. And Kevin, you know, I'm glad you mentioned Amy's heart, because I remember the first time I saw her, I think it was at the Greek Theater and in Los Angeles, and seeing her perform there and listening to her heart and how, you know, she talked of God and talked of Jesus and her love of both was so special. I mean, you really had this sense that... you know, she was more than a performer. I mean, this was, you know, because sometimes that's the challenge of people in Christian music, is it becomes more about the performance instead of offering glory to God and worshiping God.
Yeah, I mean, these artists actually talk about that. It's fascinating to hear them talk. Toby Mac talks about that, where
yes.
You know, for him in the earlier days, it became more about the product and the people, and he realized that it needs to be about the people, not necessarily the product, because why was he doing this? And once he figured that out, it's like his world got rocked and his world got changed. And I love how, you know, a lot of them kind of told stories that they had never told before. I mean, it was very genuine and raw that Toby Mac shared about his son dying and what that caused him to go through. And a really, really special story that the Irwin brothers crafted together.
Well, without a doubt, we're talking the Jesus Music documentary that's being released today, the untold story of the rise of contemporary Christian music that inspires millions across the globe, even as we're talking. And the executive producer of the documentary, Kevin Downs, is with us with more details. Kevin, you know, speaking of Toby Mac and DC Talk, that was a next iteration of Christian music, because suddenly now we're hearing rap music.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, you know, the three of them that composed the DC Talk, I mean, they came out at a time where it was like, well, how is this going to work? And, you know, I mean, the one thing that was undeniable was they had an incredible talent. I mean, these guys had such a gift. But their lyrics also were just pure. I mean, some of their lyrics were just incredible. And what I love was the bridge builders that came along to be able to help communicate and kind of identify the purpose of their music. And one of those big bridge builders was Billy Graham. I mean, Billy Graham brought DC Talk and Michael W. Smith together at this big event in Cleveland. And then actually a part of his sermon were the lyrics of one of DC Talk's songs. And, you know, to hear kind of Billy Graham's heart kind of help communicate what these guys were really all about was something really inspiring.
Well, having had the blessing of being around Billy Graham, he was challenged by, you know, certain aspects of the contemporary music. I mean, not contemporary music, but the contemporary culture. I know in Los Angeles, he had a hard time when people were applauding for people coming forward to accept Jesus. And so for him to endorse and come alongside DC Talk was really special. And no doubt this all contributed. I think also, you know, you had such great artists as Stephen Curtis Chapman, you know, just, you know, blowing up the charts. And then he starts to embrace some a little bit of rap partay, you know, in a couple of his songs.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, these guys, you know, what's interesting about the documentary, you know, I grew up with Christian music, but I learned some things by, you know, looking at these interviews and watching the film kind of come together. These guys are so talented. They're not just some sort of subgenre or whatever, but they're singing and writing about what's on their heart and using that, those gifts, to be able to glorify God. And I love that. I mean, I love that their heart in this thing just comes out so much, because sometimes we go to concerts and we're not really sure, you know, we get what we're hearing, but, you know, do they really believe what it is they're singing about? And I think this documentary answers that.
Well, and that's the thing about these Christian artists. They really do. I you know, and I can understand how people first get into the business. And I think as Toby Mac was sharing, that you come into it and you think, okay, it's about the business. And then you realize, wow, it's much more than that. It's kind of what the Holy Spirit does in getting a hold of somebody's talent. And going, look at, I'm going to give you some wisdom. I'm going to give you some direction. And, you know, they catch it. And here you go. And, you know, and everybody is all the blessed even more because of it. Because it's like revelatory music in a sense, Kevin, that comes from the throne room of God, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it really is. I mean, you know, oftentimes whenever new styles of music come out, they can be confusing or misunderstood. And one of the things I love about the documentary is Kirk Franklin's story. I mean, for me, that really touched home.
Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, if you just go online and Google the Jesus Music movie, it's in theaters starting today, and be able to get tickets online. It's only in theaters, so I would just say grab a group of friends and go out and check it out, because it's stories that you've never heard before, and you'll be certainly touched.
Well, Kevin, thank you again. Appreciate it. God bless.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set.